This is Greg Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jonathan Clark, former longtime British diplomat who's now a senior fellow with the Carnegie Council. We want to get his insights on the new coalition government in Great Britain, as Gordon Brown is now out as prime minister and David Cameron is in, but of course with concessions made to the Liberal Democrats since no simple majority was won by the Conservative Party. And Jonathan, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, Greg.
What were the main issues here? We know that Nick Clegg of the Liberal Democrats will be the deputy prime minister and that his party will get a handful of cabinet positions. Was that the main point of debate here? Was it about election reform? What do you think eventually got this deal done?
Well, I think what got this deal done is, when you look back, there's a sense of inevitability about it. With the Conservatives as the largest party, Mr. Clegg had said in advance that he thought that whoever got the most seats should have the best chance, or should be given the fair chance of forming a government. And I think that's what he's done. He's under pressure to show that he can, in fact, be a coalition partner. And if he can't be a coalition partner, then there's not much utility for the Lib Dems in the future. So I think that's what that was his motivation there.
Jonathan, in terms of how this will work policy-wise, will this have to temper the Conservative agenda? Will the Liberal Democrats just have to live with the Conservative agenda? How does that work?
Well, Greg, I don't think anybody really knows. There's so little experience of how this works in the United Kingdom that it's going to be very much a day-by-day process. What has happened is that the Liberals have given up one or two aspects of their policies or concessions to the Conservatives. But, for example, on spending, on government spending, where I think most people are agreed there has got to be a drastic cutback. That's where there's going to be quite a battle joined, because the Liberals still feel that a measure of government spending, government priming of the pump is needed, whereas the Conservatives feel that government spending needs to be brought under much more abrupt control. So there could be scope there for some tension between the coalition partners.
How specific did Cameron get during the campaign about where and how much he'd be cutting government spending?
He was pretty unspecific. He just said that it needed to be done. As you know, it's much easier to say than actually to do.
Right.
If you start ring fencing, which he more or less has, things like the National Health Service and aspects like defense, you're left with not great sums of money to cut back on. So I think that is going to be an area where battle is going to be joined. I think the National Health Service will have to come in for some cuts, and that's going to be extremely unpopular.
Jonathan, in terms of what the Liberal Democrats might be able to push forward here, when you look at the different cabinet positions they hold and the position that Clegg now has as deputy prime minister, what areas of their agenda might they be able to advance, at least to some extent?
Well, I think they are going to be able, perhaps on education, they're going to be able to put in their agenda there. And that is going to be interesting because, of course, education is a great soaker up of money. If they want to expand a number of programs, particularly on the sort of multicultural diversity side of education. And so that may once again be a source of potential disagreement between the coalition partners. But the Lib Dems will be really concentrating on this question of electoral reform. That's what they're really after here.
Jonathan, of course, when we have a new president here in the United States, he gets what's known as the honeymoon. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. But for the most part, the public generally tends to give them the benefit of the doubt, at least for a while. Will that be the case here, or is the financial situation so dire that they expect results pretty much right away?
I think that they've got to come to grips with public finances really quite rapidly. If that doesn't happen, then the momentum will be lost. And that, of course, is going to make them unpopular, because it's going to confront them with tough choices. And the public has always said, well, let's cut back on government expenditure. But nobody likes to actually see his or her slice of that government expenditure cut. So it's just possible that in 6 months' time, the Labour Party will be feeling that they've dodged a bullet here, not being in government.
And last question before we let you go, Jonathan. Obviously, the Conservative Party and the Liberal Democrats have very different views on what the UK's relationship should be with the United States and also just in the world at large. How will that shake out?
Well, I think the Conservatives have got the Foreign Office and they've got the Defense Department, with two people, William Hague and Liam Fox, who are both very committed to the U.S. relationship. So I don't think that the Liberal Democrats are actually going to have much influence on, and they're certainly not going to get the central demand, which is an abandonment of the Trident nuclear submarine renewal program. So I think that you're not going to see much change. I don't think there's any cause for worry there.
Jonathan, certainly a very eventful and fascinating week. We'll see what comes next. Thank you very much for being with us.
Not at all, Greg.
Jonathan Clark, longtime British diplomat, now a senior fellow with the Carnegie Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.